This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
This will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Larry Cass, representing the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is Hunter Lipinski from White, South Dakota, in Brookings County. Please rise.
Let's pray. Lord, on this day when cooperation is going to be one of the issues that we need to work with, we pray that all of us, new legislators, old legislators, all members of the House and Senate, will begin to work together with the tribes across the state. And Lord, we welcome the report from the tribes, and we welcome this group to Pierre, South Dakota. Guide and direct the business that takes place before the joint session. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Representative Allers, Anderson, Bartles, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Dennard, DeSanto, Duvall, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Haugard, Hawley, Heineman, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Ketwig, Lake, Lateral, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, Mills, Otten, Ken Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Qualm, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosum, Schaefer, Shanefish, Smith, Soley, Steinhauer, Stevens, Teason, Tulson, Turberville, Willitson, Wismer, Woolman, York, Zickman, and Speaker Mickelson.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
There being a motion and a second, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communicate reports of joint selection. Reports of joint selection committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee, appointed on joint rules, respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 92nd Legislative Session be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 92nd Legislative Session. A copy of this report is on your desk, so you can read the complete report, and we'll have it on the calendar for tomorrow.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moves that House Bill 1031 be referred from the Committee on Commerce and Energy to the Committee on Taxation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries.
Representative Kent Peterson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, the fourth legislative day.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Considerations of reports of joint select committees.
Representative Quam moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 92nd legislative session, as found on page 31 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Okay. All those in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Quam moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation of the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 92nd legislative session, as found on page 31 of the House Journal, be adopted.
The motion having been made and seconded is now up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is the adoption of said motion. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Latterell, Pischke, and Smith and York. My screen. Representative Latterell and Zickman. Oh, Zickman's excused. I'm sorry. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion, having received the majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby adopted. Now, in case you were wondering, that was a recorded vote because you just set your pay for this legislative term and the pay of all the legislative employees. That's what was recorded in the journal. I didn't hear any motions to amend.
Representative McPherson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains for the 92nd legislative session, as found on page 32 of the House Journal, be adopted.
There being all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Representative DeSanto moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 92nd legislative session, as found on page 32 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second. There being all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
Representative Stevens moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 92nd legislative session, as found on page 34 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Those in favor of said motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Is Dr. Holm in the gallery from here on? I don't see him. Oh, there he is, Dr. Holm over here in the gallery. Go ahead and wave now that everyone can see you. So Dr. Holm is our doctor of the day, and the doctor of the day program is sponsored by the South Dakota Medical Association. Dr. Robert Holm has been serving the medical needs of the Huron community for 35 years. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota and completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma in 1976. He is a member of the South Dakota Medical Association and the American Medical Association. Would you please thank and welcome Dr. Holm. Anyone have any announcements? Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Stevens has asked me to announce that Judiciary will be meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 413.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Reed. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I promise not to bring up Packer Day at the Capitol. All right. I do have two announcements, though. One of them is tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., whichever room number that is, 464. House Commerce and Energy will have its first meeting of the year, so come on up and have a good time, folks. We'll meet with the Department of Labor and listen to me talk. The second announcement is something I've been talking about this morning, tomorrow morning at military time, 0640 hours, quarter 20 minutes to 7 down at the Ramcota. Our South Dakota National Guard will be hosting us for a breakfast and talk about their year they've had. And it's something I really encourage everyone to attend. So don't be late. They start right on time. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to highlight a reception this afternoon at our state's Cultural Heritage Center. And as someone who lives here in Pierre, I really want to encourage everyone to stop by and see your Cultural Heritage Center. It's a fun place to visit. It's very interesting. You can look out that window and see it. So this afternoon from 4 until 6, please take a minute to go up there and stop by and see one of our state's treasures. Thank you.
Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House State Affairs tomorrow morning, room, the big room upstairs, 414, 830. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Johns.
Mr. Speaker, House Education will meet tomorrow morning, room 413 at 7:45 a.m.
Representative Ollers.
The Committee on Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8. We'll be listening to the Investment Council, Retirement System, the Treasurer's Office, and School and Public Lands.
Thank you. Any further announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Beal.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.